Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ulei Nishmas Sora Malkabas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Orla, and we will close out this beautiful Masechta with the last two Mishnayos in the Masechta. Kate said we had mentioned yesterday that there was a difference of opinion between Rabbi Meir, who said that Eshadako Limanos Mekadesh, something that's normally sold as a mixture, sold by number and not as a mixture, cannot have bittul. But the Chachamim said that there are only six things that cannot go ahead and be subjected to bittul. So they were listed. So the Gemara wants to know, where do we have a situation that these are not subjected to nullification? So the Mishnah says, Nispatuai goes in Nispardu ha Rimonim, if the walnuts were smashed and the pomegranates were split, the barrels that were supposed to be closed were opened, and the pumpkins and the gourds were sliced, and the sparsru akikaros, the loaves of the balabayas, had become spread around, they are able to be bevutel in one in 200. In other words, we were concerned in that situation. And now we mention the fact that the proportion necessary for bittul, it loses its significance as a significant item, a dabesh abominion, when it gets thrown around in a situation. In each situation, it loses the special significance of bittul under these circumstances, and now what the Mishnah wants us to know is that under these circumstances, bittul would apply to them as well. The Mishnah closes out, Safek Orla, what if we're not sure whether a specific fruit is from an Orla tree? So Eretz Yisrael, Asur, in such a situation, if it grew in Eretz Yisrael, then it's going to be a Isur. It's a Safek Daraisa, Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Ubisurya Mutter, and Surya, which was Kibush Yachid, so that's not called Kibush. So we were machmir a little bit, but we said that it would, in a Safek situation, we would be Mutter. B'chutz L'aretz, Yorid V'lokecha, B'vach, Yoren, Alokeit. Right, you can go ahead and take it within the garden and buy it from a guy, but people shouldn't see him going ahead and picking it. Now, Kerem Natua Yarek, what if you have a vineyard that's planted with vegetables? And also, V'yarek Nimkar Chutzlo, there's vegetables being sold outside of it. So now the question is, where did the vegetables that you're dealing with come from? Are they from the stuff inside the Kerem, in which case it's Kalayim, or not? So, Be'eretz Yisrael, Aser, in Eretz Yisrael, Safik Del Reis L'chuma. Bisura Mutter. If it's in Surya, it would be Mutter. Okay, forget about being Mutter. You can go ahead and you can go inside and have the guy go down and pick it for you, and you can buy it from him, but you can't go ahead. You can't go ahead and buy it by hand. Now, Hachadosh Aser B'Taminator B'chol Machom. Chadosh, new stuff from the new crop, is forbidden everywhere. The Torah tells us, even in Chutzlarts, we're told, "V'lachem mekali v'chamel lo sochlu b'chomo shvoseichem." So that's technically supposed to be aser everywhere, all the time. This issue of how far Chadash is supposed to be aser outside of Eretz Yisrael, that it's a real major debate, and is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and that's why a lot of people have a certain stringency on Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. Orla Halacha, the issues of Orla are Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, not Min HaTorah. V'Kalayim Midivrei Sofrim. Kalayim are determined on the basis of Adin D'Rabbanan. Kloya Kerem, outside of Eretz Yisrael, that was only an Iser D'Rabbanan. Okay, we'll stop you. Be'ezras Hashem, we close out Meseches Orla, and Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow we will begin the final Mesechta of Seder Zoraim called Mesechta Bikurim. Looking forward to sharing it with you. Everybody have a great day.